let's explore some of the more creative and scientific developments happening in the open source community. Starting with something delightfully technical and nostalgic, there's a project called NTSC-RS that provides open source video emulation of analog TV and VHS artifacts. This isn't just about nostalgia, it's about understanding how information degrades through analog transmission systems.
The technical achievement here is remarkable. Accurately simulating the complex signal processing that happens in analog video systems requires deep understanding of electronics, signal processing, and the specific quirks of different TV standards. The fact that this is being implemented in Rust suggests they're serious about both performance and safety in handling the complex mathematical operations involved.
From a business perspective, this type of project highlights something important about open source development. There's real value in preserving and understanding older technologies, even when they seem obsolete. The techniques used in analog signal processing often find applications in modern digital systems, and having high-quality implementations available can accelerate innovation in unexpected ways.
What's particularly interesting is how this connects to broader trends in media and content creation. As more content moves to digital-first platforms, there's growing interest in techniques that add character and authenticity to overly clean digital media. Understanding how analog artifacts worked helps creators intentionally introduce those characteristics in controlled ways.
Speaking of technical creativity, the 29th International Obfuscated C Code Contest has released its 2025 winners. For those unfamiliar, this is an annual competition to write the most creatively obscured C programs, code that does something useful or interesting while being as difficult to understand as possible. From a business standpoint, contests like this serve an important function in the developer ecosystem. They encourage deep technical exploration and often lead to discoveries about compiler behavior, language edge cases, and optimization techniques that can be valuable in production systems. Some of the most innovative programming techniques started as experiments in code obfuscation.
Moving to more practical open source development, there's a new release of Symbolica 2.0, which provides programmable symbols for Python and Rust. This is a symbolic mathematics library that's designed to integrate seamlessly with modern programming workflows rather than requiring specialized mathematical software.
The significance here is in democratizing advanced mathematical computation. Traditionally, symbolic mathematics required specialized tools like Mathematica or Maple, which created barriers between mathematical exploration and software development. By bringing these capabilities directly into Python and Rust, Symbolica makes it much easier to incorporate sophisticated mathematical reasoning into practical applications.
What's particularly impressive is the performance focus. Symbolic mathematics can be computationally intensive, and doing it efficiently in general-purpose programming languages requires careful attention to memory management and algorithmic optimization. The fact that they're supporting both Python for accessibility and Rust for performance shows they understand the different needs of the developer ecosystem.
This connects to a broader trend we're seeing in scientific computing. The line between research tools and production software is blurring. Scientists increasingly need their mathematical tools to integrate with real-world systems, and developers increasingly need access to sophisticated mathematical capabilities.
Speaking of scientific breakthroughs, there's fascinating research on boron buckyballs that's overturning decades of theoretical predictions. Scientists have successfully created B80 cages, disproving the long-held theory that these structures couldn't be synthesized. This is the kind of fundamental materials science advance that can lead to unexpected technological applications.
What's remarkable is how this discovery was enabled by advances in computational chemistry and experimental techniques. The theory that boron buckyballs couldn't exist was based on earlier computational models that didn't account for all the relevant factors. As our simulation capabilities improve, we're discovering that nature has more possibilities than we initially thought.
From a technological perspective, boron-based nanomaterials could have significant advantages over carbon-based alternatives in certain applications. Boron has different electronic properties that might make it superior for specific types of sensors, catalysts, or electronic devices. Having proven that these structures are possible opens up entirely new research directions.
There's also a new public domain image archive that's providing curated access to historical images without copyright restrictions. This might seem like a simple digital library project, but it actually addresses a significant problem in AI training and creative work, the need for high-quality training data that doesn't create legal complications.
The copyright implications of AI training have become increasingly complex as models become more sophisticated. Having high-quality, clearly public domain imagery available provides a valuable resource for both researchers and commercial developers. It also serves an important cultural preservation function by making historical visual material easily accessible.
What strikes me about all these projects, from analog video emulation to symbolic mathematics to materials science, is how they represent different approaches to building on existing knowledge. Some are preserving and understanding older technologies, others are pushing theoretical boundaries, and still others are making existing capabilities more accessible. That diversity of approaches is what keeps open source development vibrant and innovative. We're seeing innovation at a foundational level that suggests even more dramatic advances ahead.